You are listening to the Glass Cannon Network, the premier source for role-playing game entertainment.
And welcome back to Gen Con 2023, coming to you live from the show floor here at the Glass Cannon Network booth. It is Friday morning, day two of this wild hang where we just get to play so many new games and try out new characters and kill our friends' characters. It's a really fun experience. The best 4 days in gaming, as they say, and we have got an amazing slate of content set up for you today. And we're going to kick it right off here in just a couple minutes, like 1 or 2 minutes max. We're going to jump in to a little Dragon Bane, which is, of course, the new title released by Free League. And I'm so excited to get into it with our players here in a moment. We are also, after that, going to be...
You're just looking at the schedule now, are you?
I'm excited.
Yeah, people are excited about the... Sydney and Kate Twitch takeover.
No. Oh no!
Immediately follows Dragon Bane. So, I mean, nothing of what they've said has been vetted. We have no idea what they're going.
That's what a takeover is.
It's going
to
be
do whatever that if they want.
Exactly.
Yeah. I actually have that time off, and I have like no doubt that I will just be watching this stream to see what they do. It's going to be great. And then after that, we're actually shutting down the booth for a little while, and we're going to move it over to we're going to direct you over to the Gen Con channel, because at 1 p.m., Gen Con is going to be streaming live our Modern Cthulhu game, which is here in the convention center. So check that out at 1 o'clock. And then I am running right back here after that at 3:15 to be ready to rock for Everyday Heroes Escape from New York. So it's going to be an awesome day of role-playing here in the... What? Can you believe it?
I can't.
It's going to be an awesome day of role-playing. Wait, are you in that? Escape from New York?
I wish. What the hell?
I can't remember who's in it.
I don't even know who's in it.
I know I'm in it.
I'm sure you are.
I'm very excited to be in it. I just watched Escape from New York, and I'd hate to waste that experience by not playing this game.
But first off, before we jump into Dragon Bane, I just want to say a huge thank you to our sponsors this weekend who have stepped up and helped us put this booth together. Without them, it does not happen. And the sponsor that I want to highlight this morning is Free League. Free League, who has so generously sponsored this booth and allowed us to put this show on for you, and just wants you to know about Dragon Bane. So that's what we're going to play today. We created characters a week ago, right? Was that 2 weeks ago? A week ago?
Time is a mystery.
It was forever ago. Aeons ago. Who knows what choices we made?
It was literally 1 week. Exactly.
Was it a week?
Yeah.
Wow.
Jason...
Wow. 1 week ago, we made characters, and that means we're going to dive right into this incredible game. And I also want to thank our production team behind the scenes here, Matt and Michael. Thank you guys so much for everything you do. They sit there behind the cameras all day long dealing with us. So we're really appreciative, and none of this happens.
It's like a couple of Tetras sitting in this goldfish bowl all day. Everyone looking at them.
Exactly.
I hope Deadpool comes back by again.
Yeah. Oh my God! No, that was so distracting.
Why was Deadpool here?
Wait,
did he like start dancing or something?
He wouldn't
just
stop.
Like, stood there and he was doing a lot of heart hands. We had to do it back. No one at home could see what we were reacting to.
I think you missed it when Sonic came by. I just could not stop laughing.
I had to block it out. I was like, I'm trying to get them to solve a puzzle. I can't look at what's happening out here.
I just straight up just burst out laughing. I felt so bad, but I was like. Okay. Ah, yes, everything is funny right now.
No more characters come visit.
No more.
Sorry.
No.
None of them.
Only serious people, please.
That's right.
It's just such a shock when you look up and they're right there.
Yeah, you don't expect to see Sonic.
Look,
most
we're
of the time.
In here playing ducks.
Some of you are. Yeah. Some of you.
This is very serious.
Yeah, this is going to be freaking awesome. I cannot wait to dive into this game, and hopefully we can play this little scenario that is put out here. I just want to highlight that what Free League gave us to play is it's the whole set. It's everything you need for the game. It's right here. In fact, I've got an unopened copy. Whoa. That I intend
To give to the greatest player
to
today.
The MVP of the session today.
The MVP.
Yes.
So step it up.
Oh, really? Damn. It's, wow. Guys, it's on.
I'm glad I can do magic.
I am currently adjusting my statistics right now. I switched agility and strength, and I've figured out how to do it because I read the book.
You may master you.
Excellent. So she doesn't need the book. Someone who doesn't.
No, right. No, no, no. Right. I read skimmed the book, it lightly. Clearly. I would love.
I skimmed it lightly.
In this beautiful set, you'll get everything that you need to play the game, including the rules and adventures. An entire book that is, I believe, 12 adventures that all can be connected and surround around this story in the Misty Vale. And we are playing one of those today. The beautiful thing about it and how it's all set up is that it is you can play it in any order you want. You can connect them however you want. It's really cool how malleable it is.
Ooh,
so we're just
going to
do one of these as a one-shot.
Malleable it is.
Malleable. Oh, man. Someone's on the leaderboard already.
The MVP? Pun game. MVP?
Someone's gunning for that
wait,
book.
Wait, Joe, do we like puns?
Yes, this is
great.
Well, hold on, let me check.
Wait, what wins
Free
you over?
Free League approves of these puns.
How do we get your favor?
All right. Excellent role playing, and most importantly, cool magic spells. So that's what's going to win the day.
Awesome.
That seems rather
arbitrary and unfair.
Yeah. Some of us don't have magic, spells. Joe. Right.
The rules are what they are.
But we have magic in our soul.
Yeah.
There
yeah,
we go.
Exactly.
There we go.
All right. That's I'm true. Just a human.
So sad.
You are starting at such a disadvantage. Being a human in your attempt to get this whole kit.
At least you're not. Are you a merchant? You're a merchant, right?
I'm a merchant.
You're just a merchant. Just a guy. It's just someone trying to sell stuff. Man, that's a severe disadvantage.
Wow. All right. It's a challenge.
It's a challenge. Bring your A game, Josephine. You can do this. You
okay.
can do this.
And I'm haughty.
That's right.
Which is everyone's favorite personality trait is when I look down upon everyone around me.
Yeah.
Well, we'll bring out more of your characters as we play. I want to dive in and I want to start playing. Yeah. We'll introduce the characters through play. Let's do it that way rather than going through again what everybody was. If you saw the character creation stream, then you're already a step ahead, which is fantastic. Okay. Let's start, as I always like to do, with a little music. Let's set a little tone here.
Ooh.
And we'll open up with an aerial shot. Love a good aerial shot. Over the Misty Veil. Actually, dude, you know what else comes in this kit?
A sweet
map?
Gorgeous. Oh, whoa.
A gorgeous map. Because you know the way Free League does it, man. Like, everything.
They do it right.
Dope.
Yeah.
They go big. That's and they don't go
this.
Home.
Take a look at this. Oh my goodness gracious. It's amazing. And it is an entire...
Other way?
I don't know. We don't want to get the glare in your face, so yeah. There we go. Just a gorgeous map, and I'll pass it down the line here. You guys can just take a quick look at it.
Yes.
It is an entire huge valley that's covered in a mist that is almost unnatural. It looks like a natural mist, except that there's no weather patterns that you can predict that make it happen, and it never seems to go away. It's always kind of a haze in the air, which is just a really awesome, creepy situation. And we're opening far to the east. You should see a little tower in there in the haunted marshes.
I see it. I see it right there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Tower.
I'm gonna be able to where
yeah, do you see all that detail?
Other side.
Just I mean, it's over here.
Full screen it.
Full screen it on your computer.
The tower.
Yep. So we're headed to the haunted marshes.
Ooh.
And we've just arrived at the edge of that area. And you can tell the difference because we come in closer and now we can see that you guys, you heroes, are working your way slowly, laboriously through a swamp. There is, a thick wetness to the ground, obviously.
What on earth?
I was like, there's another buzz in the lives.
I just thought I would announce our presence as we entered this haunted
mark. Wait, what? Does it just squeaks?
Did you do it again?
I don't know.
All right, so the first thing that we see as we come in close is a figure moving through the shadows of this mist, a large figure imposing. With the shape of a wolf, yet with the size of a human, maybe even taller. And
I think so.
and in their hand, the silhouette of a trumpet. Paula, describe what we see as this character comes out of the mist and into the closer view.
Yes, you see a tall, I would even say live, furry figure in a cloak with a hood. They pull the hood back. They look out into the mist. They hold a silver trumpet with etching and filigree. It's very fancy.
Almost not like a plastic.
Not a plastic child's toy. Use your imagination, and we will transform this in your mind to a beautiful filigreed silver horn.
Which they is right outside, but Gen Con has a very strict no trumpets policy.
Yeah, exactly.
So she had to bring in the toy.
Yeah. Well known.
There was that incident in 96.
Oh, yeah. You can't forget it.
I didn't think you were going to bring that up.
Pause for edit.
right, a knife in, like a hunting knife in her belt. And she has a look in her eyes like at any moment she might just start to meditate and ponder her very existence. And what is art?
And she moves past the camera. And behind her, our camera has to shift down a little bit.
And her name is Madrigal. I didn't say that.
Okay, yes, this is Madrigal. That's right. I gotta write your names down. Mess that up. Our camera pans down, and we see a mallard armed in heavy plate with a broadsword and a shield. You know, pushing through this muck.
Trudging.
Jason, describe what we see.
You see a noble mallard knight with a majestic green head.
I could listen to this
and
voice.
Yellow bill.
Majestic and green head.
What you see upon his armor is the crest of yet another mallard. Also wearing armor with the crest of another mallard also wearing armor upon his armor. This can only be Sir Quackenspire.
Sir Quackenspire.
That's right.
Sir Quackenspire.
Sir Quackenspire. It's inspiring us all in that description.
Yes. Yeah, please, can no one speak except for Jason?
I know. Can
I
we just
know.
Have...
I just want to listen to that voice all...
Continues trudging through, and next... We'll see. Let's say there's another mallard. A second mallard, if you can believe it. Skid, what do we see?
We see a short, stumpy, grizzled old duck.
That's such a good description.
Is wearing just like mounds and mounds of fabric, it looks like. Just like layers and layers and layers of rich sort of velvets and burlap, just all kinds of things. And he's got like a hat that like comes up over in a curved point, and there's a little bell hanging from it, and it jingles as he walks. And he's got, well, he doesn't have a staff because he's too weak to hold one, according to the laws of this game and my rolls. So he's just struggling along with no staff.
You can have a staff.
Okay, it's a light. It can't be used in combat. If I use this in combat, it'll break. Be very
nice
careful with this staff.
Staff.
It's an antique.
Moving through.
What's your name?
My name is Hovard the Skeptic, and I hate bloody marches.
I'm just making a note. Old duck.
Old duck. Thank you. I'll have two.
Hovard?
Hovard the Skeptic.
And then
a thinly veiled homage to another character.
And then up behind Hovard the Skeptic, we see a taller figure step in through the mist, the one who will be hardest pressed to earn this Dragonbane set by the end of the session. Josephine, what do we see?
Yeah, I'm just a human. Okay. Okay. The dice decided.
That's true.
You know what? I'm on a cart with a donkey because that's in my inventory.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
So y'all may be walking, but I'm looking down.
Yeah, no wonder you're haughty.
You're and riding.
Very pale. I've got a black bobbed hair. I'm wearing a blue and yellow dress.
Okay,
what did Snow White wear?
Yeah, blue and yellow and a little red, right?
Mm-hmm.
blue and yellow dress. I look very well-to-do. And every now and then, I look around at my companions and I throw out breadcrumbs.
So that they may eat?
So that they may eat.
Does she think we can't find snacks. Where we're going? I'm not sure why
This is patronizing and a little racist. Don't you find Sir Quackenspot?
Yes, I find it quite disgusting, quite frankly.
I'm so happy that you all decided to follow me here.
But yet I still eat them.
I know, they're still delicious. I'm not saying it's not delicious bread.
No.
Give me that. You've had four.
Amazing.
I'm deeply
they love
insulted.
Me. They
I'm
really
also,
love me.
It's so good.
It's also delicious. All right, yes, we do eat this way.
All right, you said thank you for coming with me. So what is your name?
Oh, yes, Blizzard Pearl.
That's right.
Blizzard Pearl Snow White.
Blizzard Pearl. Who goes by Blizz, right?
Blizz, yes, for short.
Blizz for short. We see in the memory of Blizz a conversation, perhaps, in a tavern nearby as she arrived in the Misty Vale searching to plumb its mysterious depths for what? What do you think she's looking for in this place of ancient ruins and mystery?
Pie.
It would be a nice change of pace for the bread.
Okay.
You want something cooler than pie?
No, great.
Perhaps it is an ancient recipe for a pie.
That I could sell.
Yeah, there you go. And so you're asking around about this, and you meet a man in a tavern, and boom, you get these little cards that come with it, little adventure cards, and they're just, you can pull randomly, and like a random adventure pops.
Oh, that's awesome.
What? Which is amazing.
That's
and
awesome.
So you
see
a
man says, well, if it's pie you're looking for, there is a disgusting bog about a day's march east of here.
Stop doing my voice. Pick another voice. People are going to get confused.
It's crawling with blood-sucking leeches and insects, and it's a hideout for bandits, last I heard. But there are vast riches out there in the sludge, buried in the ruins of an ancient watchtower.
Riches that could buy us pies.
You can see it from miles around. And within its hidden vaults, behind its unpassable door, so the legend says, is whatever you desire.
Oh, thank goodness.
And most likely, pie.
Even better than spending our riches on pie.
These companions of mine, they won't stop following me. They won't stop badgering me about pie.
Badgering? I wish you would stop
using these animal words. They're quacking away.
We should also say that Josephine's character randomly rolled the weakness of haughty, which is what she is currently role-playing.
Yes, which is role-playing brilliantly.
She is role-playing brilliantly.
I randomly rolled the cynic trait.
Yes.
So I'm hating this.
Right. Amazing.
I'm vain. I'll help anyone who compliments me. So I'm kind of bored because no one is actually paying that much attention to me.
Yeah, make sure we're all complimenting Madrigal, please.
And I did not roll, so I am just going to be...
We rolled for you.
I thought I got can only sleep outside.
That's right.
Oh, that's it. Yeah. But that's not really a personality trait.
Well,
I mean
it would be the thing you'd most remember if that's someone, if you met
if
someone
If I met
like
someone,
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, this guy...
Even that guy, like, he will not sleep inside. He can't.
I cannot, no.
Okay, you... are moving through this swamp, and everybody give me a...
So many wonderful places to sleep.
Everybody give me a willpower check.
Okay.
Which is going to be... So your willpower is an ability score that is rolled in a very classic way, a 4d6, drop the lower, you get a number, usually between 3 and 18, can't be higher than 18. And you are going to roll a d20 and just try to get under your score. That's the objective.
Oh, yeah.
That's
like
the objective. So let me know, pass or fail.
Oh,
and I'll be rolling for the donkey.
Okay.
And this is just the number on our stat sheet. So if mine were, say, 9, that would be a bad... That would
correct.
Be
you would have
to roll
9 or less in order to succeed. Bad, but not the worst. Not,
it's
not,
average.
Not by far.
I rolled a natural 20.
That's a demon. That's a demon.
That is a demon.
You summoned a demon.
You summoned a demon.
What? You guys are not making this up?
No. Well, the actual term for a natural 20 is a demon. It is like a critical fumble.
Uh-huh.
The actual term for a natural one, the term for a natural one is a, what is it?
A dragon.
Which is basically a critical success.
Look at this, dragons and demons.
All right, let's go around the horn.
I failed.
Fail. The donkey failed. Natural 20, demon for the donkey.
Fail.
I have an 18 willpower, so I rolled a 5 and I succeeded.
Excellent. Everyone but not Sir Krogaspire, Howard, the skeptic, Hovard. Everyone except
Don't give it away. Don't give away the game.
Hovard, you look out in the distance and far away ahead of you start to brighten up these lights in the distance. These sort of points of light come out and they're floating in the air. And to you, they seem strangely unnatural. And you're sort of like, something is wrong with that. I would stay away from those. And all of your companions, all of you, see these lights and believe that this is where you need to go in order to find the tower you're looking for. And you are drawn inexplicably to the lights. You begin moving in that direction, away from Hovard, to sort of start to split off that way. And within moments, long before you ever get in anywhere near the vicinity of those lights, you all, and we'll start with Sir Quackenspire, you find yourself falling into about 8 inches of mud.
Oh, no.
And bubbles start forming up around you. Let's pass out some initiative cards.
Oh boy.
Those of you that have walked in, begin sinking.
I love that this is cards.
Yeah,
so
I like
pass that to Jason. So we deal initiative in this. Pass that to Skin.
Don't.
And everybody go ahead and flip them over. And initiative is public, so the lower numbers are the better. So what did we get, Skid?
I got a 4.
4.
3.
2.
What?
6.
Oh. 4, 3, 2, 6. 2, Paula, that means you are going to go first, and Magical begins sinking into the muck.
Oh, no.
What do you do?
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Yeesh. What do I do? I will use my agility to try and slurp myself out of it.
Okay,
go ahead.
Can I
pull myself out? Can I feel, like, where it might be solid and, like, pull myself out?
Yes.
So, should I use, like, an evade? That's creative.
Is that better?
No, it's just still my... Well, it is...
No. You can use evade if you want, but...
Oh, no, my straight agility is better than...
Yes.
Well, my agility is 14, and I rolled 17.
All right, so as you start struggling, you start sinking even deeper. Who's got 3?
Oh, God.
Oh, me!
Oh, no.
Am I in my cart?
Yeah, the donkey is
everything
in...
Everything is...
Yeah, starting to sink.
Is sinking. Okay, I'm going to, like... I would like to free the reins of my donkey, you know, like unlatch him or whatever.
Yeah.
Say, be free, my child.
Okay.
And then can I, like, leap off the cart?
Yeah.
To, like, what looks like a little more stable land?
Yes. So, you know what? I think that's safe to say that your issue right now is that the donkey is starting to sink in. Oh, we could have an Atreyu situation here.
No! Don't you dare.
Oh,
right. Skid. You're the only one that can, like, help. You have not fallen into this sinkhole that you see that they are in now. You're just behind it.
Yeah.
What do you do?
So he's just like, no, it's just a trick of the... What? Where are you going, you morons? He's struggling through the muck. And as he sees them sinking, I am going to cast Frost, which will sort of, like, freeze the air in a, like, a 10-meter radius around me, which will actually hurt them. But I'm hoping that it will solidify the ground underneath
them. That's awesome.
And they'll be able to, we can, like, chip out their legs.
Oh, amazing. Okay, what do you have to do to cast that spell? What does it cost?
I'm going to do a level 1 power spell version of it. So that is going to cost me 2 willpower points.
Okay.
And then I have to roll... to see if I successfully do it. I think I roll against my willpower to see if it succeeds.
Okay.
So
do you have to roll every time you cast a spell?
Yeah, every time I cast a spell. Unless it's a trick. I think if it's a trick, I don't have to, but...
Got it.
I'm not sure. All right, 10. So that's a success.
All right, so success. Ooh. So Hovard casts this spell out around all of you, and then... The air turns frigid cold, and the slurpy, swampy mud starts to harden around you, giving you purchase, but also damaging you in the process. So what is the damage for that?
It's a D6 damage.
Roll low,
okay.
Because...
Dude, do you know how much health I have?
How much health do you have?
7.
You'll survive. Guaranteed. This
you will
awesome.
Not die.
All right, 2 points of damage.
Okay, everybody take 2 points. Of damage. And yeah, I'm going to say this hardens the mud. What a cool solution.
Yeah.
Great job. And
give me the book. I want that book.
I want that book.
Actually, had I leapt out of the way or no?
Yes.
Would I be out of the range
of
this?
Yes. It is actually it's 4 meters.
Oh. Yes, so he just targeted the people
great.
That were right in the
cool.
middle of that
I
swamp
need these
there.
Hit
so yeah.
points.
Unfortunately, though, the donkey has been killed. Oh.
What?
You think, what's the donkey's name? Did you
think,
name the donkey?
You think donkey...
Donkey Dan?
What's Joe? What's... You killed Joe?
Joe?
Oh.
Joe's name. Okay,
wow.
Well then, okay,
wow.
No. All right, no, I spared the donkey.
No book for you.
I maneuvered the radius so that Joe was just outside.
I would have named him Troy.
Troy the donkey.
That would be good.
He's an ass for sure.
No, hell no, that donkey Joe takes 2 points of damage.
Okay.
He's still up.
Great.
Right?
Yeah, sure. Donkey Joe takes 2 points of damage. But yeah, you guys are able to pull out of this. And as they
the donkey
do...
Donkey after yourself.
As they do...
No, Joe with an E.
Oh, Joe with okay. an E.
Yeah, I knew. I
you knew.
I knew what you were after. That book.
Yeah.
The dangers of the haunts of this swamp start to realize themselves to you as Hovard sort of makes clear to you that you cannot... follow the lights, right? There are going to be tricks of the eye, and not only the eye, as you keep moving, you start to hear something in the air. You start to hear almost voices on the wind that are whispering, sighing. You can't hear clear words or anything. It sounds like it's too distant, but you begin to hear what sounds like sometimes weeping, crying on the wind, and far in the distance, you start to see a tower is rising. Whoa. And coming through the mist.
Do you hear that? The nature is calling out to me. It always does. It longs for my companionship, just like you all did. We shouldn't let them wait any longer. Away, let us go.
Do the voices have any sort of identifying features? Is it a man or a woman, or is it someone we might recognize or know from our past?
Give me a roll. What would you roll for that? Myths and legends, maybe? Or,
myths
or,
and legends, that is right.
Ooh, yeah.
Myths and legends
which
would be good.
I have studied so hard. But, yes, I succeed.
Excellent.
Awesome.
Okay. Sir Quackenspire, you begin to hear this, and you're trying to identify, are these human voices? Are they mallard voices? And you realize... they are, in fact, not human voices that you're hearing on the wind.
No.
You somehow recognize them as the deep, guttural cries of orcs.
Oh,
orcish
wow.
voices. And all of a sudden, this reminds you in the myths and legends, the studies that you've done of the Misty Vale, that there was once, long ago, legend has it, a great massacre that took place at this tower. Where you're heading.
Oh, wow.
A massacre where many, many orcs were killed. And to this day, it is said to be a haunted place that is known by some as the Tower of Sighs because of the
cool.
constant voices you hear
might
as you approach
I
it.
Know a song about this event? And
yes,
this
please
time?
Sing
you
us
might.
A song.
You have myths and legends?
I very little.
Very
of
little.
It, but I am a musician.
Oh, are you going to play us a song?
I was going to perhaps sing. I'm just going to see how the spirit moved me.
Magical, magical. Play, please.
I could make a song up.
Yes, please do.
On the spot.
About what happened here. Because
oh,
I
yes,
don't
this'll
know
go well.
But I'm feeling inspired. Yes, orcs. The Tower of Sadness. The orcs only died. I feel inspired. And pulls out a bit of parchment and starts jotting it down. I don't think there are any songs that exist about this place yet. I don't know them, but that is a good start for a new one. She just starts making notes.
You know what, Skid? Why don't you give yourself 2 willpower points back for that? For that inspiring.
Wow!
Song.
Awesome.
Yes. This song moves me to tears.
Because of the emotional resonance.
The tragedy that befell, perhaps. You don't really know what happened here, but as you stop playing, you know what? Everybody give me an awareness check.
Oh, awareness. Fun.
I'm on a different die. That's more like it.
Do you have dice under the table? Yes. What's going on?
I do. I don't have enough room. I do have these.
Wait, no, put your dice
here.
Oh,
my goodness.
Well, that would be rolling for my left hand. By the way,
pass in your initial cards.
We have to return these. These are worth $4,000.
My God.
You said you can't.
I am unaware.
You can't roll
failed
with your
my
left
check.
Hand?
I have trouble rolling with
unaware.
My left hand.
All right.
I'm aware.
You're aware?
I'm
and what
aware.
About Hovard?
Oh, I'm aware. I'm old and natural 14. I'm fine.
Okay,
see,
fantastic.
See, I see all.
As soon as the trumpet stops playing, you hear carrying across the water, the murky water below your feet, what sound like not mythical, mysterious, haunting voices on the wind, but actual voices that sound like human voices that are just a bit like... you just hear like people talking to each other. It sounds like two voices.
Hark, there are friends beyond.
Well, they might not be friends.
Okay,
we don't know yet.
There are no friends, only enemies in waiting.
Oh, no.
You think that even about us?
Yes, eventually you will tire of me and I of you. And we will be at each other's throats, just like animals in the wild. But for now, you are my boon companions.
I know you love me. Okay, so then how do you suggest that we approach?
You then hear a little bit more clearly as the voices seem to be coming closer to you from the side.
We won't make it to the tower before dark the way you're walking. You're going too slow. Keep up.
Oh, they're trying to get the recipe, too.
They're trying to get that pie.
We must kill them.
We have to kill them, you're right.
They must be stopped.
What a...
Perhaps they should be questioned first, though. Maybe they know how to get to the tower.
How to get it.
Unbesmirched.
Yes.
Oh.
We must question them under extreme duress.
I knew there was a reason.
Or perhaps we could just greet them.
I don't understand.
We could just simply... say hello and see what they're up to.
So crazy, I mean, it just might work, I suppose.
I love it.
I love a new tactic. Let's give it a shot.
Okay. All right. Let's give it a shot, Sir Quack Inspire. Lead the way.
Yes, I walk out of a little hidden area towards the voices, and I say, "Hark, you there, friend or foe?"
And these two humans turn. They look a little bit dirty, a little bit bedraggled, but one is holding a basket that is full of bread. And the other is holding this precious bread. Oh, this poor bastard's going to die for the ducks. And then the other is sweating profusely and seems to be carrying like a small... barrel, like a keg. Like a keg of ale.
Oh my God.
And they're just like working their way through the swamp, like, and they turn around and stop, and the one says, "Oi, who are you?"
"I am Sir Quackenspire. I couldn't help but overhearing that you're headed to the tower. That is our destination as well. Perhaps we could travel together."
I don't know if Ursic would like that.
And the other is like,
Ursic would not like that.
Well, she might. She might. She needs help, doesn't she?
Don't tell him about that.
Who is Ursic?
And what help might she need? I am a knight, and that is my lot in life, is that I always try to help people.
Well, first I should say that Ursic is... Look, we were here first, okay? So whatever we find in the tower, it's ours.
Don't speak for Ursic.
The other one is talking to the... You know, they're like disagreeing with each other.
Just by my side.
I feel like we are sending mixed signals.
Yeah, that's right. Roll stealth.
Flipping it at... Oh, no.
Oh, to be seen.
To be seen.
Okay, and they're just like...
Wait.
And the guy who's got the barrel, like, drops his barrel. He's got a knife, and he's just, like, not pulling it yet, but he drops his keg, and he's just looking across at you. He's like, whoa, 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 and the other one's like...
Everyone, just calm down. All right? We don't need for this to be a whole thing, okay? Now...
What is that?
And he's pointing to your horn.
What is that thing?
It's a musical instrument.
What?
Do you not know music? How to define music? Oh, it could be so many things and different for so many people. But don't you... How to explain it to you?
I've never seen Nat play music. What is it?
Where are you from that you don't know music?
I know music, but that looks like a weapon.
This looks like a weapon. Only a weapon to change the hearts and minds of everyone through the beauty of song.
Pull it away from your mouth!
And they pull it out of mine.
I don't like them. They won't even let me play, and I'll pull out my knife.
Take out the competition. Take out the competition.
No. Wait, please, no. No, look. We're clearly outnumbered, and it's all right. That's all right. All right. Fish, put away your knife.
Fish.
Puts away his knife.
Oh, that's his name. I thought you were talking to me. For a second, I thought you did not know what a wolfkin was.
He's talking to his companion. And puts
bread
away
and
the
fish.
Knife.
What is this? Some sort of parable? I won't have it.
Well, come with us. We are headed to the tower, and you could talk to Ursic. Maybe she would want to speak with you, Sir Knight.
Is she the proprietor of this tower?
No, she's just... she's our leader.
And why are you separated? You should never separate the party.
Well, we had to go get food and ale, and she sent us, and we thought it was fine. Anyway, follow us.
All right.
And they start walking through the marsh. And as you're following them, you start to see in the distance firelight. The unmistakable orange light of fire kind of coming through the mist. And as you get closer, you see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 humans all kind of sitting around or walking around this campsite. Essentially, that is in a solid part of the swamp. And these two guys are coming up, and then you just, hear in the distance, where's that ale? And they start walking up, and you guys walk up to this party that is like...
How many?
There are 7 in total. 5 were already around the fire. 2 walked with you.
Now, wait. You made it seem like you were taking us to one person.
No, I was taking you to Ursic. Ursic!
Oh.
And he walks you up, and you see stepping out from around this fire is this woman who seems to be 40s-ish, red hair, kind of braided down one side. She's got a nasty scar down her right eye and a nasty scar along her throat that makes it look like she may have narrowly escaped the gallows. Kind of scar.
It's like Brad Pitt and Inglourious Basterds.
Yes, exactly. And she comes walking out from the fire like, what's this then? Who are you? And hands on her hips.
We are but noble adventurers seeking the tower. My name is Sir Quackenspire. These are my friends.
Sir Quackenspire, it's nice to meet you. I am Ursic One Ear. We've come to the tower as well, and what is it you're looking for? Bit of treasure, is it?
Actually, more like treasure of the heart. We're looking for a long-lost recipe for a pie.
Yes.
Long since. Yes. Oh. The most delicious pie you could ever imagine. If we could get this recipe, this pie could solve all the problems of the world. Just
yes,
one
not
bite.
Just your belly, but also your soul.
It could feed the world.
We could sell it.
That too.
Well, there's that.
Sell it for money.
Rather have the
yes.
money.
Wait.
To
wait.
Buy an even better pie.
I like this.
Very valuable.
I like this. This is good. This is good. Yes, yes. This is excellent timing. Come, share our fire. Let us speak. If it is this pie recipe you seek, then perhaps we can work together. You see, there is a giant in the tower. A giant has taken it over and claimed it for his own sleeping arrangements. He is unwilling to let us pass to get into the door beyond, into the vault that lies beneath the tower. And we have no interest in pie. We have a great deal of interest in gold, and there should be a great deal of it in there. So, how about we work together? We'll talk about this giant situation, and if we can work it out, then you keep the pie and I keep the gold.
The pie is said to make you live forever.
Great. You can have it. I want the gold.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I could cut you a deal.
Why are you so...
Why are you so strange? Roll a
why do you persuade. Want to keep giving away the pie recipe? This is what we are searching
here,
for.
I thought we were here for the pie. I don't...
What is this bargain?
Give it away.
Seem determined to strike.
What are you doing? Roll a persuade.
Oh, yeah. That's a natural one.
That's a natural one.
She's like,
dragon.
She's like, you're right. We want the pie, too. Kill them all!
She's right. We're after, we are after the same thing.
Excellent job.
You convinced us.
People say I'm very generous.
No one says that.
She's going to invite you. Does. She's going to invite you to the fire to sit around and share their bread and their ale. Are you interested in doing this?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And talking about a plan for how to get into the vault.
Yeah, for sure.
Sure.
I am going to sense magic. Just to see if there's anything untoward happening here. Anything
okay.
Grim
How does
Brothers.
That work? Is
it like I
a spell
literally,
that you have to cast, or is it?
It is a magic trick.
Okay.
So I think I can just do it. I should look into this for sure. But I think that you can just, these are like cantrips. So like you can
okay.
just do them.
It makes sense to me. So you're sensitive to magic. You can reach out and try to see if you feel that kind of energy around here anywhere, and you do not. This
okay.
feels like you guys are. We got a few adults here. You're the young one, right, Josephine?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think I'm.
Oh, yeah.
No,
you're...
I'm an adult.
Yeah, we've got some adults, and Skid, your character is old.
I'm young.
Old. Rolled, oh,
oh,
you're young?
I'm young.
Young, vain.
Oh, that's right. Too young
and
adult.
My little pup.
Yeah.
Well, I would prefer, I've said before, you not refer to me as a pup. I'm grown.
Yes, my strong, big pup.
You'll always be my pup. All right, let's...
so much,
so much inter-party hatred so quickly.
They love me.
Yeah, we do.
It is pretty obvious by the look of Ursic One Ear that she is a criminal.
Right.
It is also then patently obvious that she has put together a band of what seem to be bandits, right?
Right.
People that are treasure Regans. Hunters, and they're ready to just, you know, kill whoever's ever in their way.
Right.
And you're outnumbered at the moment, and they do seem friendly because it seems like they have a similar goal in mind. So as you sit around this fire and you're sharing bread and ale, she is going to discuss this situation with the giant. So you see her light, her face lit by the firelight. We had reached the tower thinking it would be very easy to get inside, and unfortunately there, this giant bulk lay on the floor in front of the door, a sleeping giant. We roused it awake in our attempts to sneak past it. We were unsuccessful, and it rose up above us and nearly blotted out the sky with its size. It calls itself Glam-Glam.
Glam.
And it said it was the keeper of the vault and the keeper of the door. And we asked what price we needed to pay to get by. He said, boar. He needed food. He was hungry. Oh. Bring him Boar, and he would open the door.
Oh, B-O-A-R.
B-O-A-R.
Be a Boar.
I can Boar him.
Bring that a Boar.
I know you can.
Ham. He wants ham.
Ham?
Mm.
And...
Yes,
but
Boar is a pig. Yep.
This was 2 days ago. We've brought him 2 boars, one each day, and each time he says it's not large enough. It's not quite what he needs, and he won't let us pass.
Seems a little trickery.
Yes, you're being scammed, you idiots.
Yes.
Or perhaps have you actually caught very small boars?
They weren't great boars. You're not wrong. But I think... But the wizard here is right. You're a wizard, aren't you? I can tell by your robes. A scholar at the least.
Yes, yes. Flattery will get you nowhere. Try it with her.
This is...
I can play you a song and you can tell me how much you love it.
Do you... You play music?
I do.
I love music.
Really?
I do. It completely disarms me.
Wow, and your scars are so cool.
Thank you.
I could
Thank
get
you.
A scar. Maybe it would make me look more interesting and artistic.
You don't want a scar.
No. It'd help you get into bars.
You know what I would like? I would like the bread very much.
Yes, we are.
Pass the bread to the ducks.
Dying that bread.
Man, it's not bread.
Breadcrumbs are flying everywhere from the mouths of Sir Quackenspire and Hovard, the skeptic. And she says, so the way I see it, if you... The scholar over here thinks that it's a scam. Perhaps you have a way you could speak to him and figure
it
out.
Let me talk to this so-called or, giant.
This is what Kennedy suggested, and she points...
Kennedy? Which Kennedy? There's one we don't like right now.
She's talking about the young guy who you saw carrying the bread. So it was Kennedy and Fish were out there in the swamp walking
Kennedy
this stuff back. Kennedy suggests we just go in there and
kill it. Like Friday in my uncle's house back in the 60s.
Yes. She says, Kennedy suggests we just kill it while it's sleeping. But I don't know. It seems like tough stuff. So,
tough stuff, should what? We... Like morally, ethically?
Right, it's not very noble.
No, don't be ridiculous. No, it seems like it's
difficult to accomplish.
Difficult to accomplish and might, one swing of its club. That might be it. For not just one, but maybe 2 or 3 at a time. I don't know. It's rather large.
How large? If you could give us a size reference based on the number of people gathered how many people would make up the form of the
Or how many stacked ducks?
Stacked ducks? I don't know. 11? 12? Side and tall and width?
That's many, many ducks.
It is many ducks.
Perhaps describe it numerically, like a callosity range for size, or CR for short. What would, if you put a number on it that way, what would the number be?
I don't know what you're saying. I don't understand.
Let's just talk to this giant. Let's see it for ourselves.
I'll be honest. I didn't think we could take it out with 7. But maybe with 11 we can.
We could.
I'll sort of motion to my group to sort of... A moment.
Sure, by all means, yes. Take your time. Where's that bread? And she starts digging into the bread.
No, mine!
But, Hovard, you know, eating all this bread reminds me of that garden we went to once that was full of olives.
Oh, yes.
The bread was unlimited.
That was a rare treat, wasn't it?
So, tell us what you
We'll
would
never
like.
See a moment like that again as long as we live.
So, what if we let their... their group, you know, just distract and speak to the troll and we just sneak on in.
I am not opposed to that.
That sounds
I don't
fine.
Know that it's a noble plan. To
I'm sure Quackenspire over here will have some moral qualms about this treachery.
I do. Why don't we at least talk to him first? And then,
if you would like to speak to the troll, by all means, do so.
Troll?
It's a giant.
A giant.
Don't call him a troll. I hate that.
They will not like it.
Ugh, giants, trolls, what's the difference?
Oh,
well, I could give you 20 off the top of my head. But anyway.
What if I flatter the giant with music of some sort? And,
yes.
And through that, because it's going to be very good, that will gain us the favor of the giant letting us in.
Music does soothe the savage beast, as we know.
Well, look, I'd rather not share the treasure, is all I'm saying.
I agree. I agree with this. If we can get in there quickly and treacherously as possible, I think that is our primary... It should be our primary option.
Well, it's not treacherous. We're I shouldn't say treachery. I keep bringing treachery into the equation. Looking after our own.
Just self-interest.
Yes.
At the expense of everyone else.
But we have now made a verbal agreement with these brigands that we will help them.
We haven't,
and they seem to believe it.
Oh, we have not. We did not say the words. We did not.
No, yes. Didn't we?
Well, it was implied.
Well, that might be true.
Let's talk to the giant.
Let's talk to the giant.
There's 11 of us. Let's talk to the giant, and if he has some disagreement, we charge.
Good. I like it.
Okay.
We'll talk to the giant, I think.
Oh, have we heard anything about giants?
Yeah, what do we know about
myths and legends?
Yes. Myths and legends, perhaps.
Nailed it.
Ooh.
You got it?
Yep.
I did not. I failed.
The myths and legends that Hovard the Skeptic know about giants is that they are formidable foes that can be craftier than they may seem at first.
Oh, interesting.
Their relatively slow manner of speech and movement leads a lot of people to believe that they're dim-witted, but that is not necessarily the case. Huh. They are, their strength...
Cunning.
Is almost beyond imagining. They're so large, it's hard to wrap your head around, how damaging they could be if they really set their physical ire upon you. You also know, I would say, that they have these kind of like long, almost like Easter Islandish heads, like these like elongated heads, and the tops of them are typically bald with like hair around. The outside with like a bald top,
yeah,
and
like a monk, yeah,
yeah. And legend has it that the top of a giant's head has very little bone structure for protection, and it is a weak spot,
like a
big baby,
yeah. Like a big baby. But it is obviously very hard to reach.
Well, then why
it's
I don't
so
understand
high off the ground.
I'm going to throw my morals to the wind for one moment, and I don't understand why they didn't just stab it in the top of the head then
while it was asleep.
Well, exactly. It's 12 ducks high.
That's true, but
yes, but
it was lying down.
Still normally sleep lying down.
Well, maybe they sleep.
True.
Do they sleep standing up?
Do
perhaps
they,
like cows?
Do they need a lot of sleep?
Are you speaking to the bandits again?
No.
We're huddled.
We're speculating on our own.
What their sleep pattern is? Could maybe he's always pretending to sleep and trying to get him in the head while he's pretending to sleep?
Yes.
A bad idea. They're
crafty, I do like that lore-wise. The idea of like deceptively clever giants.
Yeah.
It's kind of cool. So,
remind me, do you fly?
Fly? No, woman. How can I fly? I've got arms like you. If you prick me, do I not bleed? If you wrong me, do I not quack?
You quack all the time.
I do, you see? So, does that answer your question?
Do you bleed?
Yes, you've seen me bleed on numerous occasions.
I try not to look. I don't like to see you hurt. Okay, well, perhaps then we just do a little stab in the head.
I still think maybe we can just... I think we should talk to the giant.
Okay, go talk to the giant.
And then if it doesn't go well, we retreat, wait for him to fall asleep, and
then
stab him in the head.
And then stab from the top of the head.
Fair enough.
Yes.
Yeah, like true heroes.
Yes. Foolproof plan.
Thank you.
I morally object to this, but at the same time, we need... I look at the larger picture. We need that pie
recipe.
We need the world peace.
The world needs the pie.
The world needs the pie, and perhaps, you know,
what
stabbing a few giants on top of the head, if that's what needs to happen, the needs of the many outweigh
sweet pie.
The horrible acts of the few.
It's the only thing that will make the world not a die. What the world...
Ha 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 ha!
Are you playing this now next to the bandits?
No,
what
I love
is
that
happening?
Her playing that under his speech. I love the idea of her.
And this, so this is the plan.
Why can't I make sounds come out of this?
That's a sound.
It really seems like it should do something.
Yeah.
It's like it's a. I keep trying. I think I'm just
wait,
trying to play
not
it like
the
an
intended
actual trumpet.
That's not the intended sound.
I think you're just supposed to blow it. I'm literally trying to do like a.
Do
oh,
the,
you can't play like a trumpet.
No, it's not a. It's not a trumpet.
It's like a kazoo, right?
Yeah. Anyway. Yes, I was.
Got off track there.
Singing. Does everyone feel inspired?
We feel inspired.
I feel
yes,
I personally feel inspired.
Okay, all right. Let's do it. Together we can do anything.
That's
but right. I may sneak in if you are talking to the giant.
All right, so the plan again is we talk to the giant.
Yes.
Possibly charge, possibly retreat, and wait for him to fall asleep and then stab him in the top of the head.
Are we waiting for the others?
No.
No.
No, because then we'd have to share
the
treasure.
Right, perfect.
We're,
all right,
the four
I'm
of us are strong enough. We can take out
we're
a giant.
We're so strong.
I mean, I think we'll all probably die.
My strength is six, but what I'm so strong.
Good. Let's go.
So you said, give us a moment. Pulled aside, chatted for a little while. And then you just walk off into the mist.
Yep.
Do we? Should we tell them that we're going to talk to the giant?
Where are they going?
Dragonbane, ladies and gentlemen.
Should we let them know that we're talking to the giant?
It's too late. You walk in the mist.
Boy.
We go.
They
we
seemed
go.
Lovely, you know.
Yeah, this is really funny.
It actually doesn't take you long. They were camped pretty close to the tower because they're so eager to get in there. And so in a relatively short amount of time, you approach this incredible tower. I'm going to do a little change of music.
Do we hear the cries of the orcs?
There we go.
This background music.
Yes. As you get closer, the cries begin to become more intense. They even start to become things you can hear. You start to hear words and phrases, though everything is sort of clipped. There aren't, you know, nice complete sentences, but you hear words like promise and vow and betrayal and hatred and anger and like just these concepts are flowing through your mind. But one thing that keeps repeating is this concept of a vow, an oath, a promise broken, something along those lines. And you get closer and closer to the tower, and you see that it once might have been a mighty fortress. It is four stories tall and looks like it was built to withstand like a military assault. It almost looks like a military building, like a watchtower of some kind. But over the many, many years, maybe a thousand or more years, it has fallen into disrepair. Parts of the entire side are open and exposed, and you can see stairwell inside because walls have fallen and collapsed out from it. As you approach the first floor, you see that the tower, that floor is covered in broken bricks and masonry. And you can see in the distance, back in the back area of this ground floor, what looks like large frames that have been constructed of wood and animal skins hanging off of them, sort of like a tent, like hiding an area. That's in the back, and it seems to be the giant is probably back there, and the entrance is probably in the back of this ground floor area. So that's what you see as you approach. But you can't actually see the giant, but perhaps you hear like a...
Oh, he's already asleep.
This could be our opportunity.
It could be, brave Sir Knight.
This is very against my morals.
I know.
Wait, you're not
but
speaking first?
He's asleep.
He's asleep.
We would
oh,
want to make him up to stage
far.
Two.
The as noble a, have fallen.
As a performer myself.
I learned it from watching you.
Oh, well, you are always watching me.
As a performer myself, would I be able to tell if these snores are the snores of performance or
ooh,
of actual sleep?
Performance snores.
Give an awareness roll.
Come on.
As a performer?
Jason, as a musician, do you find it easier to tell when people are pretending to be asleep?
Is
that a skill you feel you've honed as a result of your years
excuse,
training in music?
I think this is very logical. Okay. okay? I can tell when there's bad acting as an actor myself.
That's true.
I'm saying.
I'm sure you can tell bad acting when you're not
an
actor.
That's true.
You don't have to be an actor.
Well, it doesn't matter because I made my awareness roll. My stat is a 12 and I rolled an 8.
Nice.
Awesome.
Are these fake snores?
You get the sense that this is a deep slumber and not to lure you into a trap.
This is real. Oh, we can't just...
But I should say, the snores almost shake your ribcage.
Like,
it's so amplified by, you know, the enclosed stone area in which they're happening. It's almost like the tower is rumbling with every breath.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, look, if this is really weighing heavy on your dear soul, Madrigal, what if we just... sneak past?
Yes.
I think we could.
Well, although I am in very clinky, clanky armor.
Yes.
Just so you know.
Ratchet and Clank over here, I don't think is going to give us the best opportunity to sneak past.
It is a deep slumber. Perhaps they won't be easily woken.
I'm so conflicted. I just want to stab my broadsword at the top of his head.
I know.
Morally, I cannot.
Wow.
This is the dilemma of the paladin. You're so good at fighting,
but
you have to justify it somehow morally.
What if we padded your armor some with some bread?
What? Went waste? Perfectly good bread like that?
We're not in the Garden of Olives.
Right. It's not unlimited.
You're right. Okay, well... Look,
Is there like
I'm
a stealth skill? Evade, right? No, evade?
Yeah, would evade
there
be
is,
what
I think
we would
sneak.
There's a
sneaking.
Oh, there's
sneak.
Sneaking?
Oh, yes, that might not go well. well,
I hope it's always so polite. Yes.
My sneaking is terrible.
Yes, and my sneaking is terrible and at disadvantage
you
because
would take
of my
a bane,
plate armor.
To use the... parlance of Dragon
parlance
Bane,
of times.
You would take a Bane on any sneaking roll because of your plate armor. So you roll twice and take the worst result.
Mine isn't great, but I would argue to use something else because I'm only human. And I'm adaptive.
Oh, right.
Oh, that's right.
I forgot about that mechanic. That's cool.
Very adaptive.
She is, in fact, the most powerful of us all. It's gone to her head.
She never lets us forget it.
Well, I'm all for stabby, but it seems like you have some hang-ups, so just let me know.
Also, I think maybe we should just come back later, quite honestly, because what are we going to do? Wake him up and be like, hello, Sir Giant, we're here to talk to you. Sorry for waking you up from your slumber.
You want us? We already walked away from that group. They're going to ask what we're planning.
It's going to be super awkward if we go back there.
I don't like awkward situations.
Does it seem like the door to the vault or whatever is just like on the other side of this giant?
This would be a spot hidden. Most likely.
Oh boy, this is bad for me, so I don't.
Can
I
take a look?
Tell.
Sure. You guys are all like in there. You're like in the entrance.
You're rolling so well.
I am. If this was any other game, I would be furious.
Yes. Right, yeah.
But I just rolled a 3 under my 14, so.
Awesome. So, Hovard, you eye up this situation and you get the sense that that the Game Master explained the situation wrong. Basically, instead of it being all the way in the back, it's kind of centralized. That tower, the stairs that you saw also come down into the middle of the room. The animal skins are partially hiding it, but you could see with your spot hidden through a crease in the animal hides, there is a stairwell that continues down lower into what you believe would be the vault. Over top of that stairway is a boulder. Massive boulder.
Oh, so we would need the giant's help, probably, to move the boulder.
And sleeping next to the boulder is the giant.
Oh, no.
All right, this changes everything.
This is huge.
Oh, boy, this is huge.
Well,
so who's going to lead the talking?
I guess we need to wake up the giant?
I suppose so, very gently.
Sir Quack and Spire, you're always so good with your words.
Or perhaps a gentle kiss.
Or a gentle tune. A tune to slowly awaken him.
Yes.
Like, a cell phone alarm that has a song.
Yes, and
yes. That fades
starts,
up.
Yes,
right.
Start, yes, pianissimo, and then quietly. Crescendo into a beautiful tune that you always
sing. Yes, you play the tune, I'll kiss him.
Time for waking.
I'll kiss him gently on the top of his head.
Yes, with your waking.
You have a beak, right?
Time for waking.
Yes, duck kisses can be
time
rather
for
pleasant.
Waking.
But people
time,
have
for waking. Time for waking. Time for waking. Time for waking. Was that gentle?
And you start to see the shifting of his limbs on this masonry floor, and dust starts to get kicked and dirt everywhere around into a cloud. As you start with the horn grabbing its ears.
Sir Glam Glam, we wish you no harm.
What is that? What is that horrible sound?
Horrible.
No, hello, friends.
This isn't horrible. I trained at a conservatory.
We will get her to stop if you help us.
This is a Stradivarius.
This is a Stradivarius.
Stradivarius trumpet?
Yes.
He gets
no wonder it sounds terrible. They only made violins.
No.
Silence!
He screams as he, like, gets up and gets his feet under him and stands fully, and he goes way up above the animal skins. Oh. You see that his head goes into what would be the second floor if the ceiling hadn't fallen down years ago. And he stands hugely above you, looming down over you.
What are you doing in my tower? Get out! Get out!
No,
and
sir,
he starts
sir,
moving
sir,
to,
sir,
like,
it's not
to, like,
what
shoo
it seems.
You, like the back of his hand
it's
is, like,
not
coming.
What it seems. Please just hear us out just for a moment, me and my fine friends here.
What is not what it seems?
We are not what we seem.
You seem like all the rest.
We
treasure hunters.
No, we are your
we
friends.
We are a dream.
We're a dream. Inside your dream. Mind right now.
And in this dream, your mother is stuck behind that boulder.
Oh,
you
your
need
poor
to
mother.
Move it your for us.
Move
that boulder.
Move
that boulder.
Oh,
my dear son, Glam Glam, help me.
This will surely work.
Yes.
There's no way that this doesn't work.
All right, give me this is going to be an opposed performance check.
Can we both?
Against his will.
Can we both do it?
One can do it, the other can aid.
Here's a question. Can we say that I spent 3 willpower points when I was playing my wake-up song to activate my musician ability, instilling courage in my friends and fear in my foes, which means that now we're not in combat, so you can say this it won't work yet, but all allies within 10 meters would have a boon to all rolls or a bane to all enemies. Choose one or the other. I'd give us the boon, and it would last until my next turn, so I probably can't do this if we're not in combat.
Well,
after all that...
Took you a while to come around.
I always think at some point I'm going to hit on something that's going to be a good, like, convincing argument.
As long as you keep reading, there's always a chance.
There's always a chance.
Just keep reading those sentences.
Get to the end.
You can aid. Who has the better performance?
Who's probably the, you, right?
What's I have yours? 12
oh,
on
me
my
too.
Performance.
Oh,
so who's leading this dream farce lie against the giant?
Why don't you roll?
Oh, okay. Just
all right, but you roll first.
So Quacken fire.
To see if you ate, to see if you are safe, or if you hurt her.
Oh no. What do I have to roll to
you
be
have to
helpful?
A successful performance check.
Oh. It is successful. It's a 10.
All right, so then
and
you get a boon on the
which
roll.
Which means
you roll twice and take the lower
yes.
okay.
result.
Okay.
But this is going to be opposed, so it's against his
so it needs
will.
To be low a success,
low
but also
wins.
A better success. Is that true?
Can I use this?
Sure.
Come on.
Okay, a 5.
Yeah,
5.
Baby.
Yeah, baby. Very good. Okay. Oh!
Ooh.
What? I rolled a 6.
Oh! Take that, Glam Glam.
Oh, Glam
Glam.
So, and if
your mother is waiting.
So, with an opposed roll, if there are 2 successes, the lower result
yes.
wins. So,
yes. Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Our well thought out, brilliant plan works, as we all knew it would.
Our improv plan.
Yes. Yes, Glam Glam.
Help
me.
Throwing your voice. Mother, no. No. You died so many years ago.
I'm coming to you in this dream.
Didn't know you were there. I would have let you out sooner.
And he just grabs this giant boulder and moves it out of the way of the stairs. And immediately you can see down the stairs and there's a doorway down there. And he moves this giant boulder aside, as if it was nothing. And it shakes the whole tower and masonry bricks begin falling from the levels above down onto you. Everybody give me an evade roll.
Man. Oh, this will not work out well at all.
Mother! Mother!
And he starts poking his head down into this stairwell, hauling below.
Nope.
Both of us failed.
18.
Yeah.
Oh, I passed. I rolled a 4.
Even with a bane, Sir Quackenspire passes.
Nice.
Wow.
Reflexes. 2 fails, 2 successes.
Yes.
Failures each take a point of damage.
Oh, no.
As you are hit with extraneous bricks that are falling from the ceiling. Just to give you a size of the sense of this boulder, he moves to the side, and now he's yelling, his voice panicking down into this cellar. And, I mean, the way is open. He's yelling down there, and he's not hearing us.
Wait, Mother.
It was a sign. We are her protectors, and you have opened the way so we can reach her.
Yes.
We shall go protect your mother now.
Yes, we shall protect your... They will protect me. Let them enter the vault.
You must wait here.
They have power of attorney. I've given them power of attorney. Let them in.
Now, you know, in dreams, sometimes things mean other things, so you must sit here
interpret. No, you can't go. No, not even in dreams.
Why?
Am I to let the small folk into the vault? Can't.
We are only small in your mind.
She could not escape from there. She could not fit. Wait. No, it can't be right.
And you can see he's coming to the realization that, like, this can't be real, and it can't be right.
I don't know how he came to that conclusion.
But the boulder is out of the way.
What do you... Tell us more. What do you mean? Who couldn't...
I run down.
Get out there. Hello, over here. Look at me. What to explain?
Sneakily.
Okay, go ahead. Roll sneak.
Can I roll evade instead to evade his gaze?
Sure. That is your prerogative as a human. You have to spend willpower to do that.
Yeah.
That is your heroic ability
that
comes from being human.
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 Did you just swap out dice rolls?
Oh, this is the new trick.
Oh.
Bigger tray.
Oh, god damn.
Oh, no.
17.
Liars!
Oh, no, damn it! I ran for 17! Damn!
Betrayers!
And he reaches out and he hits you with his arm.
Oh, no!
And it just sort of, like, it is not in an attacking fashion, but it knocks you away from the doorway and successfully moves you, you know, 2 to 4 meters away from the entrance in there.
No, you must not go.
But why, Glam Glam, why?
Because I need your help. If you help me, I can let you in.
What would you like us to do?
I want more.
No.
No, Glam Glam. We heard all about your little tricks, trying to get people to bring you boars and then not giving them what they need. Not adhering to the bargain. Now come along. You've received plenty of boars. Now we're here to collect. That's all there is to it.
I don't want to sleep here anymore.
You don't have to. You can sleep outside with him.
I can't. If I sleep outside, they attack me.
No, we'll
everyone attacks a giant on sight.
No, we didn't, did we?
We didn't.
We could have stabbed you right through the soft pate at the top of your head. We didn't.
We did not. Indeed.
We did the noble thing.
Yes, as we always
but how will I get out of here?
Pretended that we were a weird dream.
That's right. We did the noble
so
thing
noble.
And pretended we
and
were
we
your dead
you.
Mother in a dream.
That's better than attacking a sleeping giant. That's more true. Noble.
What brought you here in the first place, Glam Glam?
The sounds of the sighs. The sounds of the voices.
Yes, I see.
I came to see what lie beneath, and I could not fit, but it seems like great power lies below. Well, I don't want to just give it away.
Would you want us to have a look for you?
Yes, we could check it out.
We could certainly show you what's down there. And
you're the only way out, so we could go down there, get some things, bring them back and show you. You could pick whatever you like, and we could pick a few things.
We promise.
Yes, that could work.
We only want a pie recipe.
But if you just run with the gold, then I will be forced to hurt you. Don't make Glam Glam hurt you.
No.
Clearly you are. Superior
in
strength.
Yes. No, we'd never subject you to that. You're no match for us. We are kind people.
Okay, you can go.
Thank you, Glam Glam.
And he stands back. And you go down into the cell.
I don't like when he looked at me like, and you go down.
Does
into
anyone
the
want
cellar?
To stay out of the cellar
no.
and live? No.
No.
Okay.
No.
Go.
No, it's a one shot. No, I don't.
No, let's go in.
As
we walk down the stairs, I just for a little flavor to remind everyone that I am a wolfkin, that my tail just kind of brushes behind me, just sort of clearing some of that debris dust as it goes.
You're sweeping as you go?
It's a natural thing that just happens. It's not on purpose.
Are you in the lead then? Are you in front of us?
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're doing it for no one.
It's just happening.
No.
I just want to paint a picture for everyone. So, yeah, I could do it for you. Clean up the steps in front of you.
Thank you.
I'd like to keep my little ducklings behind me.
You may go first, then Blue. Make way for ducklings.
The four of you go down into this cellar, and as you pass down beyond the door of the not the you get to the door, and who's first?
I think Blizz has offered.
Well, you can be before me since you're not a duckling.
That's true.
Sweep the floor for us.
Madrigal.
I don't know why we're not letting our knight go.
I mean, that's usually the way it goes. But,
Are you looking for logic here?
All right, we just pretended to be a giant's dead mother. We're not exactly your typical party.
Madrigal opens the door. And this dust is kicked aside as you see for a brief moment this ancient-looking space of maybe worship. There's like temple-esque vibes about it. It stretches maybe 60 feet by 60 feet, and there is a fountain on the far wall with a statue of some human standing over it. And then around the outsides are these broken altars and like pews that seemed to once be there but that have fallen into ruin. You also see bodies all over the place, skeletons all over the place.
No.
And that's when the light just winks out
as the
boulder just goes
that back into the
skin. He was trapping us. We're killing that giant.
Joe.
All of the wonderful things we did
Joe,
for him.
You looked us in the eyes.
Betrayed!
I kissed him!
How dare you! I gave him closure!
What?
Why did you do that? What did you put the boulder back for?
You'll come out when you tell me what's down there.
Oh, you rotten
But now we can't see what's down here.
We can't see down here,
Glam. Does anyone have a light?
I do, and I have the light trick, so I...
Oh, great.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Perhaps risk a little more light.
And the room is lit up.
Does that sound happen well, when he does?
As you come in here,
Joe's voice.
Right. Yes.
As you light up this magical light, it seems that you see spirits moving throughout the room, perhaps rising from these skeletal remains, and they look orcish in their visage. But you can sort of see through them. It's hard to see any direct features. But they rise from these skeletal remains and look at you and sort of start to move and pass through toward the door. Two of them, three of them, and and seem to vanish.
These are the orcs who were betrayed long ago. These are their spirits. In unrest.
Well, do you think they'll leave us alone?
Probably.
Yeah, okay.
They have so far.
All right, well...
As long as you don't disturb any of their trinkets or whatever. So orcs are...
They're not an orcish pie recipe, right?
Yes.
I don't recall learning that detail. Was it an orcish pie recipe?
He didn't say the nature. He just said pie. He didn't know.
Yeah.
Maybe they were hoarding it. They inherited the recipe from some other more culinary oriented species.
Okay, well, what are we looking at? Yeah, is there a recipe on a pedestal at the center of this or something?
Yeah. Are we done?
Yeah. What are we looking at?
Here it is.
Yeah. You just see this fountain and these broken pews and these remains. And nothing seems, there's no gold, there's no treasure, there's no pie, there's no recipe. There's
nothing in here but dead orcs?
Nothing in here but dead orcs.
They call it a pie.
Okay.
Yeah, and this water in the back, which, by the way, seems like rather strange if this had been sealed for 1,000 years.
Oh, wait, it's flowing?
What's that?
It's flowing?
It's like a pool, it's like in a bath, like a bowl, right? Like a stone bowl,
look.
And it is like crystal clear.
A little bird bath for you all.
At some point, you must really tell her how offensive
derogatory.
She is.
You derogatory. Must be so happy. Yes.
No. I'm not. I'm not rising to this. I'm not letting her get a rise out of me. No,
this
is what she wants.
Mean.
This is what she wants. Well. I'm going to do a spot hidden check.
Okay.
I think I exactly got it. I think it's a spot hidden. Yes, 14.
Excellent. With a successful spot hidden, you get another fun mechanic from this game.
Ooh.
Treasure cards.
So you actually
randomly find treasure that was left perhaps on the body of an orc. Yeah, let's show these on camera here. Little... Pick a card, any card.
Oh, look at that.
But yeah, there's a ton of these things. I haven't looked at them. I don't even know what's in here. So, you'll take two off the top and tell me what you find. I don't even know what you're going to find.
Oh, my God. We found a gold bracelet worth 2d6 times 10 gold coins.
Yeah.
And a melee weapon. I think it's just ordinary.
Oh,
you roll a d6 to see what it is.
Oh, how cool is that?
Should I roll now?
Yeah.
Now the GM doesn't have to somehow come up with it.
It's a short spear.
Okay. A short spear, okay. So you find a spear that seems to have survived this amount of time and a golden bracelet. That's kind of fun.
And the bracelet, is worth 80 gold coins.
Wowee.
Nice.
I am skilled in the art of the spear as a knight.
Oh, you are?
I am.
I am not. Indeed. You should have it.
Add it to your arsenal, good Sir Quackenspire.
Thank you.
Quack and Spire, as soon as you touch the spear,
No.
You reach down and touch it, and suddenly, right, there was a skeletal remain over which you kind of, that it was clearly, next to.
Mm.
And as you touch it, this spirit rises from this remain, but instead of being as transparent, translucent, incorporeal as the others, it remains incorporeal, but is more defined.
Uh-oh.
And you see that it is an orc warrior, a woman, who holds this spear in her hand,
but it's
a spiritual spear. It's off to the side as if it was, she was holding it in death, and now her spirit holds it once more. She has this tiara on her head with a jewel at the top of it, and she rises up as you touch the spear and looks across at you, regards you for a moment.
Who are you?
She says to Sir Quackenspire.
I am he who now holds the spear. I shall use it in your honor. I pledge to you that it will always be used for good and to honor your memory, O Queen of the Orcs. So saith I, Sir Quackenspire.
Damn.
Best voice on the network.
Yeah, honestly.
Anybody we've worked with. Fucking great.
Sir Quackenspire, your honor serves you well. Here as a fountain of truth. If indeed you wish to wield my spear with honor and free us from this place, swear it. Swear it by the fountain of truth.
They want to be freed.
Any who swears an oath while kneeling at this coffin, at this fountain.
Did I say coffin?
Someone revealed something they shouldn't have.
Excuse me.
What?
Jury, disregard that last one. Strike it from the record. Any who swears an oath while kneeling at this fountain and then drinks from its waters cannot break that oath.
I swear
Please
it.
Please free us.
Let's all swear an oath of friendship to each other.
Oh, all right.
And drink from the, and drink from the fountain.
Yeah.
I mean, also, and free these spirits.
I swear I shall do everything in my power to release you from this curse. And I drink from the fountain.
I love Sir Quaggan's
I know, he's awesome. So cool.
He's so cool, man.
I think it's great that you pulled a weakness that was you just like to sleep outside rather than a weakness that's like you're an asshole.
You're like the rest of us.
I know.
Yeah.
It does make for great role playing, and that's what it says like in the rule book. It's like, you don't have to take a weakness. We recommend it because it just makes the role playing a lot more fun.
And it's awesome. And I love doing it randomly and everything.
It's great. So you swear this oath. And as you do, she smiles and points across, and you see something you hadn't noticed before. Perhaps your spot hidden was all kind of for the things on the ground. You realize as your light washes over in the corner, there is an old banner that is leaning against a wall that is like, you know, held like that a warrior would hold in battle. And you see, and she points and she says,
"That is the banner of Clan Tarkuk. Tarkruk. The banner of Clan Tarkruk."
Oh, yes.
Sorry, that was a very in the weeds joke.
Oh, you did that.
That was me. Because she said it's a banner. And that was the Lonely Man, the theme from the original Incredible Hulk.
Oh, my God,
Wow.
Bruce Banner.
Wow. Your brain skin.
Give me that book.
It's a beautiful thing.
Give me that.
The Lonely Man.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yes, the Lonely Man. Beautiful piece of music.
She says, that is the banner of Clan Tarkruk. If you wield it, of any in your band, wield it in righteous battle. It will grant you victory. But first, and she turns and looks toward the stairs and toward the stone. She's like, "You must free us." And she points her spear up toward the boulder.
Oh, it's keeping them in?
Oh.
Weird.
And almost instantly as she does, the boulder lifts. Light once again pours down into the shaft, into the stair that goes down into it, and almost as quickly as the light pops in, shadows of figures step into that light as bandits start moving down stairwell.
How did they get in?
How did you get in? She says as she runs down into
the
center
of the room. Did you finally
give
a good enough boar?
Well, he said he let you in. How did you get him to let you in?
We pretended to be his dead mother, of course.
How did the oldest trick in the book.
He just let you...
Clam! You're an idiot! Do you know that?
And then he just let you in?
She calls up the stairs. Yeah.
Oh.
He says he didn't trust you. He said that you were trying to make off somehow. Maybe you found a tunnel down here.
No.
What did you find? Where's the gold?
It hasn't even been 5 minutes.
Where's the gold? And she's looking around frantically.
There is none.
There's no gold.
Liars.
Sometimes the treasure that we find is actually a moment of growth within ourselves. Ooh, that's good. She pulls out her cart.
You!
Like, that's good. I'm going to remember that.
You!
What?
And she points to the wolf kid. Yes? Are full of shit.
Excuse me?
I knew it from the first moment I saw you.
I am an artist.
And she just is like... Get them! Get the gold off their corpses!
Okay.
And bandits start pouring down the stairwell.
Glam, glam, close it! Glam, glam, crush them!
Everybody draw initiative cards.
Okay.
Let's do a little combat.
Are they all
bony
in? Or are they...
We're going to see, because right now about you see about two or three are swarming down. We'll see how many are actually going to come in. So two for you guys. Pass it down to Jason. Two for you guys. And one for me this time as we switch over to a little... let's get this party started.
Oh, no.
It's a five.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, I got an eight.
Oh, okay.
I got a one.
Oh, nice.
What am I going to do?
Yeah. Apparently,
that's
Madrigal...
Perfect. That's great.
Madrigal did not like that comment about
I sure didn't.
Yeah.
How dare you? How dare you say
she's
I'm
so
not
vain.
A true
she's
musician.
Real quick on the trigger. Yeah. What
how
you
dare
say.
You?
Yes.
Okay, everybody please just like put your cards up. Be aware of your own number. So we got 6, 7, 8. And what do you have, Jason?
Three.
Okay, that means
awesome. Perfect.
Madrigal goes first. Yeah. The bandit leader is coming at you, and she has a warhammer that she's coming at you with.
I would like to activate my hunting instincts on her, which is going to cost me 3 willpower points. I will designate her a creature in sight. This is an action in combat. I can spend... And then I will spend a 4th willpower point, not an action, to gain a boon for an attack against her. And I could also, this won't come into play, but I could use her scent to like track her for a full day.
Okay,
this.
If she gets away.
That's so cool.
That's really cool, yeah.
That's really cool.
But I will just use it as 4 of my 9 willpower points to get a boon in my own attack against my knife.
So she comes running in, and you get to jump on her with your knife. You're going to stab underneath as she's raising this 2-handed warhammer that looks like it could seriously kill you in a single blow.
Under her ribs, I hope.
Okay.
Oh, yeah! That's a 2!
Yes!
All right, that is a hit. And then, how do you deal... Oh, it's the weapon damage.
Damage.
What's your weapon damage plus your damage bonus?
Oh, no.
Oh, Paula!
Oh, no.
What happened?
I know what my damage bonus is, but I don't have my weapon stat in my character sheet because I'm a pro.
What is
girl.
The weapon? What did you get?
It's a knife.
It's a knife.
Oh,
knife.
It's just a knife.
Oh, yeah.
I can pull it up. I do have
I need
the
to
thing.
Know that, too, so.
Oh, but I'm so sorry.
Knife is going to be D8 damage.
Oh, a knife? D8?
Wow. D8 to, yeah, it is a deadly, deadly game. So, yeah, I also want to highlight now at this point this beautiful set that is obviously going to Jason Charles Miller.
Right.
no one can compete with the voice.
Yeah,
exactly.
I know. It's true.
What it says underneath is, what is it? Mirth and mayhem role playing. It is designed to be easy to jump in. Not too many rules in terms of rolling skills and stuff. You don't have a lot of modifiers. It's just get in, start rolling. And then the mayhem part is like, it's high damage, low HP. So people go down, people die, roll up a new character, just do it.
You know, and there's
like,
ducks.
And there's ducks, and wolfkin. And so that's the idea. Go ahead, what'd you get?
6 damage. Nice. I shove that
damage.
Knife right up under her ribs, and I say, don't you ever question my ability as an expressor of all of my feelings in the form
she's
of...
She's like, oh!
She's like saying this is being stabbed in the chest.
She takes this knife in the side. She's like, oh, you are still so full of shit. Shut up. Stop talking Lisa eyes to me. And then it is Sir Quack Inspire, I believe.
Okay.
Using the spear from Orc Queen.
Oh, cool.
Oh, nice.
I thrust it forth at the brigand leader.
Okay.
And say, for justice.
Okay.
And I do roll, my skill is 12, and I rolled a 6.
Nice.
All right, that's another hit. So go ahead with the short spear.
Are there any magical properties to it?
No.
This spear. Okay.
No.
Just symbolic. All right.
Symbolic.
I'm going to add my...
Flavor spear. Yeah.
So I get 7, and then with my damage bonus, 8. 8 more points of damage.
Nice.
8 more points of damage. Fantastic. Okay, who's next?
I think it's me. Yes. I would like to yell up to Glam Glam to try and persuade him. Glam Glam, Glam Glam, crush them. Do not let them enter. We will help you. I promise you.
Okay, you hear it. He hears you.
Can I, like, roll like, a persuasion?
Yeah.
Okay.
What?
And then you're saying, help us. So let's see.
There's, like, nothing we can do, right?
Who
like
said that?
Oh, yeah. Can you push a roll?
Oh, yeah, that's right. You can totally push a roll.
Okay, and that means...
It
costs willpower? Is that what it means?
No, you have to take a condition.
Oh.
Yeah, let's go.
So you have to take a bane to something, so we'll figure that out. Yeah. So go ahead. You get one more chance to succeed. I forgot. I always forget pushing the roll in the free league.
Yes, five.
You got it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome. Amazing. Okay, so I don't know if I have it here on my awesome GM screen. It really seems like it should be on there. But it's probably here, and I just don't see it. Yeah, there are six conditions. Very, very clean. Each condition is associated directly with an attribute. So
One is angry.
So angry is for intelligence. What is persuasion based on? Probably charisma.
Okay.
So you know what? You can choose, though. I think you can choose what it becomes a bane to, what condition you have, but it should make sense.
Okay. I'll find them.
Maybe you're panicking a little bit and would take it to intelligence. I don't know. You think about that. All right. That is awesome. So, yeah, he hears you, and he's like, why are you attacking my friends? They're helping my mom! And it is Sir Quacken. No, you went.
I just went.
And then it is, yes.
It's Hovard the Skeptic's turn.
Oh, I found it. Okay, so normally for charisma, it's disheartened.
Okay, well, it's not just because you did a charisma skill. You know, you succeeded at it. I don't think you should be disheartened, but... Let's just say it was straining on you and the situation is
Yeah, I can't believe
making,
I had to ask him twice.
The situation is making you angry, we can say, which is that's intelligence.
Yeah, angry makes sense.
So if you do any intelligence, you have to take a bane to the roll.
Okay.
Any intelligence-based skill in this moment.
Okay. Hovard the Skeptic is going to spend 6 willpower points.
Whoa, oh dear. Somebody's going to die.
And
by the way, there's a couple like... regular bandits in here too. So you
yes,
you
right.
Decide what you'd like.
So he's going to spend 6 willpower points and cast Fireball.
Oh,
what?
So the initial Fireball is a 2 willpower points. For every additional 2, I can either add a D6 to that target or I can send another Fireball at another target. So I'm going to send 3 Fireballs.
Wow.
Which can be dodged or parried like a ranged attack, but I think otherwise they just automatically hit if I make the spellcaster.
Okay.
What kind of area is that?
It's just personal. It's basically
really
sort of like
personal
a fireball.
Magic
missile.
Okay. Like a little
okay. And I made
people.
It. So boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Boom, boom, boom. Oh, dear. All right. So you're not doing extra damage. You did extra targets.
Right.
All right. So the 2 bandits that ran into the room behind Ursic right now are going to evade. They're going to attempt to evade the fireball. In this game, you can use reactions, but they use up your turn. You can only get a reaction if you haven't acted yet in the round.
So they
are going to try to and dive out of the way of these fireballs. So first one fails with a natural 19.
Yeah.
Second one fails with a natural 16.
Yes, yes,
so they both, they try to dive out of the way, but the bandit, Ursic One Ear just takes it because she is coming at this wolf with a warhammer and is dead set on taking her out. Give me damage.
Okay. First one gets 5 points of damage.
Oh. 5 points of damage.
Ugh. Second one gets 3.
Okay.
And Ursa gets 8.
Oh, that was for Ursa gets
right.
8.
Ursa, okay. Yeah.
Ursa gets 8. And what was the other 2, 3, and
5 and 3.
5 and 3.
Yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
The bandits,
As the bandits come swarming in there, they start screaming as their skin starts burning, and it is. Did we skip you?
No.
Oh, yeah, you did the persuade.
I spoke to
all right. It is their turn. So she completes this. She takes a knife in the side. She's burning on fire. Skin starts flaming up, but yet she swings down.
I mean, she keeps going. I mean, she survived a guillotine.
Madrigal. She is so mad at this musician.
No.
I can't tell you.
Wound me.
Here
I'll just
comes.
Turn it into a song.
Here she comes. She hits.
Oh, no.
She connects, and oh, my goodness.
And I'm gone, so I can't evade. I just have to take it. That's true.
Because that's true.
Or do you give up your next round's action? Is that what it is?
What is it?
If you use a reaction, do you give up your next round?
You cannot use a reaction because you already acted this round. I believe that's the rule. So
I think it's the benefits of going for going earlier. Yeah, you don't get to.
Right.
I get it.
This is going to be rough.
Don't say that before you roll.
How many hip points do you have?
How many dice are you rolling?
A lot. All right, here we go.
Oh
no!
Another?
Oh. I rolled 1 point shy of max damage.
Oh my god.
That's 21 points of damage.
Your music.
That's almost double my hit points. I have 12 hit points, Joe.
Oh my god, if it was, you instantly die.
If it's double?
If it's double your hit, if you go below zero, your hit point total, you instantly die. Oh
we will god. Sing your songs across the land.
So she just wham, lays this hammer into you and you go down.
I go.
You go down and you start dying. You begin dying. Oh my goodness. Okay. Wild. The two bandits that skin. Okay, you go down. Bam!
Silver Stradivarius trumpet, which does exist, clatters.
I stand correct.
Ting, 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 ting. Two more bandits come streaming into the room. Two got burned, and they have used their action to evade. They cannot attack.
Oh, yeah.
Two more go streaming into the room, and there was one more behind them, and you can hear him go as he was about to run in, as he is grabbed by this giant hand and ripped out of the room. And you hear this just horrifying, of just like bone and viscera as he's crushed against the wall.
Oh, God.
The other two, though, stream into the room and are going to get one attack off on Sir Quackenspire as they run up to the quack, and that is right on the line, and it is a fail.
Yes.
So it slides off of his armor, and then the next one comes at Blizz. And swings with a natural two.
No.
Nice. And
oh,
is going to hit.
Heard natural two. I got excited.
Oh, my gosh. And that is going to be, okay, not shouldn't be as bad, 3 points of damage.
Okay.
You don't have any armor on, right?
Nope.
So armor in this game, Sir Quackenspire has a ton of armor. Armor acts as DR, basically. Just takes the damage right off the top. So it's going to be really hard to take out Sir Quackenspire, but he will be next.
But could I use my heroic ability to take her damage?
Oh.
Yes.
My friend.
Yeah, sure.
What is that rare?
Joe.
We read it earlier, and I don't remember the exact rule of when
What is it called?
When you have to say it's called Guardian.
Guardian.
I have it here. Hold on. It's just going to take me 2 seconds to pull up Guardian. You do not hesitate. You take a hit to protect your friends. If you and another player character are both within 2 meters of the same enemy, and the enemy tries to attack the other, you can activate this ability to force the enemy to attack you instead. Using this ability can be done out of turn, and it does not count as an action.
Hell yeah, you can do it.
Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
If only I'd remembered that I had that skill.
That would have helped a lot.
I'm
so sorry. We're learning this game.
You could have done it.
We're learning it together.
You could have done it for both of them, I think, because if you have the willpower points.
That's a lot of damage. I took 21 points of damage. That's too much damage.
He could have.
That might have taken me out.
You taking it
3
points?
When I read the stat blocks for the creatures, and not just the ones in this one, but in other ones, and your guys' damage that you do with your weapons, and when I looked at HP, I was like, people are just going to die.
Yeah,
like,
we're going to die.
It is.
Okay.
It's sort of like old school, like in that way.
Yeah. Mirth and mayhem. All right, so here we go. Let's pass in your initiative cards, please.
Oh, yeah.
Because we redraw in round two.
Oh, cool.
Which means Ursic could go right away now.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
I'm only shuffling the ones.
That's terrifying.
This is terrifying.
Yeah, no, it is fun, though, because it changes it up.
Yeah, yeah.
And changes strategy. It's great.
So she has an ability called Veteran, which is phenomenal.
Oh.
A heroic ability called Veteran. She can choose to keep her initiative for one more round.
I don't like her.
Did she has to spend willpower?
Does she want to keep her 8?
She did not want to keep her 8. So there we go. That doesn't make any sense. For Skid, Josephine.
Jason
Charles Miller and Paula Deming. And then one for the bad guys. Turn them over, folks. What do we got? Oh, no!
Now I drew a 10.
Yes! No! Evil cannot win.
All right, seven over here.
Okay, who's first among you guys?
Me.
Five.
Hovard the Skeptic drew a 1.
All right, and now you see Madrigal goes down, and there's just this fiery hatred in Ursic's eyes. She is hurt bad. You could say she's near death.
Okay. I am going to do another, spend another 6 willpower points to do a full fireball at her.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
She will, she's got to evade, right?
Yeah.
Or she could see if she survives and then hold on to her action.
Yeah, she's going to evade this. She just happens to because it'll kill her. So okay. She is going to good. Evade.
Well, let me see if I get
roll
it off.
High.
I do, barely.
Okay, you get it. And yes. I fail the evade.
Yes.
With a natural 17.
Right. Yes. Die.
So,
kill her.
Okay. Ooh. Okay, 15 points of damage.
15 points of damage. She starts screaming in pain. And collapses to the floor, and the heavy warhammer goes clattering across, and it breaks some of these skeletal remains into pieces
burnt
that have been
death.
Lying there for 1,000 years. And she's just flailing on the ground and screaming and burning. And she just offered you bread like 45 minutes ago.
I know, but
yes, she also
these games
me.
Are so silly sometimes.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's
fun. I wasn't
so
feeling her.
Yeah, no, I get you. I get you.
So.
But she goes down. Who's next?
Oh, I have a 5. So
yeah,
I think
up.
It's me.
That's you.
How do I? What do I do?
You need to roll a death roll, which is again just a straight roll against your con. So you want to
against the con?
Against your con.
Okay, my con is 12.
Okay.
So this it could be done. Yeah. That's a 6.
6. Okay, so you're 1 success toward. I think this is very 5e. You have to get 3.
Okay.
And then you stabilize.
Does it reset 1. If you? Fail or?
No, if you fail, but if you fail 3 before you succeed at 3, you die.
Oh, okay. So it's best of 6.
Best of 5.
One is good, one isn't.
My brain doesn't work when I'm a Gen Con.
It's only day 2.
Did I say best of 11 at one point? All right. Who's next?
7?
Yeah, you're up.
Okay.
It would be nice if we were at a round table. You can see everyone's
right.
Initiative.
We don't have anything to get people back up. Like, how would I?
Yes, you can attempt first aid. You can try to heal. You can use the heal skill to try to get somebody.
We don't have the heal skill, do
I
we?
Do.
You have it?
No, no, no. There's something you could do. This would be great. I forgot about it. I'm sorry. I'm so bad. It is. It is. Rally, it's
this
called.
This is my life we're talking about, Joe, and you're forgetting things?
Sorry.
Some sort of game?
I think I'm owed
sorry.
A book.
Sorry.
Yeah, she...
I mean, I hate to take it away from Jason, but.
Another player character within 10 meters and earshot can do a persuade roll on you to rally and keep fighting despite having 0 hit points. This is really cool. If you succeed at this roll, you scream at her as she's bleeding out. If she succeeds, you would... Go ahead. Why don't you do it? Let's see.
Pupper. My pooch.
I said, don't
my
call me
best
that.
Friend.
Oh. Man's best friend.
Is it a natural 20?
I wish you had seen
that's
it.
That's a demon.
I wish you had seen it. It went to 8 and then toppled
it's
back
so
to 20.
It's so ominous, too. It's like an all black die with black numbers.
Oh, my God.
That was
because
like...
this is a one shot, because we have 5 minutes left in this game, I am going to make that demon force you to now roll an immediate con save. Just hearing her voice made
a
you
4.
Want to die.
Yes.
All right. So it worked at least 1 step towards success.
My
you are 1 step towards stabilizing. You just need 1 more success on that con roll.
This is a full action.
Yeah, that was
okay,
that was your
it.
Action.
Thank you.
I just want to say it's a very cool thing. Rally. So if you
it
do
cool.
persuade her, you awaken and continue to act normally, but you also roll a death roll each turn as you're acting.
Wow.
So like you're still dying.
Wow.
But
this is so
you're
this
you're
is
acting.
So fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have
really
so
good.
Many treats for you back home.
My little pup. Sir Quack and Spire, what do you got?
Show before me the field of battle. We have the
you can, you're in such a small area that you can move to hit anyone you want. You have 4 bandits that are up, 2 of which have been burned, 2 of which are untouched.
I will go for the tactical move and stab a burned bandit.
Excellent.
With the spear of the Orc Queen.
Burned bandit.
And I do succeed. I get an 8.
Nice.
An 8, okay. So. Not going to evade. Go ahead and give me a damage roll. I'm not sure what this is going to be like.
6 points.
6 points of damage. I'll give it to the hurt one. Dead!
Yes!
So that is enough to just put down, just barely, to put down one of the bands. Your broadsword, your spear goes through it. Him.
Consider
and
thyself.
Goes down. And,
there's 3 left now?
There are 3 left now, and it is...
Can Glam Glam's arm fit down the hole?
No, Glam Glam's arm can't fit down the hole. But last action, last round, he grabbed the guy and smashed him.
Yeah.
And the next thing, let's just say Glam... This is going to be great. I'm going to roll a die. Yeah, why not? That's Midland, but I think giants are famous, especially because this is an old school giant, right? Like, this is a Scandinavian classic giant.
Yeah.
I think he's probably pretty proficient at throwing stones,
I
right?
Think so.
Yeah.
So you ever read The Hobbit? Little book called The Hobbit?
This, like, rock comes flying down and comes at the back of one of these guys.
Yeah.
And does 4 points of damage to one of the other guys.
Yes.
It just, like, clips him on the side. Now it is their turn. 3 guys. They are going to be stabbing at you. So 1 at Sir Quack Inspire. Natty 18 misses.
I get so confused.
I
know.
Like, oh, no. I mean,
Horrible.
Yes.
This
other one is going to come at Hovard, who I don't think has been attacked yet.
No.
That is a hit.
Oh.
That is a hit, and that is going to be no damage bonus. 6 points.
Oh.
I am at 0.
Oh!
Because I took the point of damage upstairs. I'm exactly at 0.
No. Oh, my gosh. So boom.
I could use my guardian skill.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Skill.
Yes.
I will take it.
Oh, my God.
You take it.
You are the best.
Damage. Okay.
Because I wear 6 hit points of armor protection, so that wouldn't that mean
it absorbs
that gets 0?
Yeah, so I believe the way it works, I think that your armor starts to get chipped away. We'd look into it another time. We don't have time now. Mm. Because you don't just get it forever, I don't think.
Right.
But this is a really cool rule that I would just want to mention really fast. Bam! If at any point he hits your an attacker hits your armor and your armor defense blocks all of the damage that went through, all of that damage is done to the weapon.
Whoa.
To the weapon.
To the weapon.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
It's just like clang, and if it's enough to break the weapon, which in this case we have 2 minutes left, it is. his sword snaps.
Yes.
Shitty banded sword cracks and breaks on your armor, which is just amazing.
Sir Quack is
inspired. Sir Quack is probably like, Hovard, duck.
That's awesome. And then with 1 more left, we will go after Blizz and Natural 2. That is a hit. And Blizz, you are going to take 2 points of damage.
Okay.
And last round, pass him in.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Pass him in. Jason Charles Miller.
That was it, because
you got my
name. We passed.
Don't hold your... I wanted to use my initiative veteran skill so bad.
I know.
Sorry.
And I rolled it, drew it an 8 and then a 10. And then died before I would have a chance anyway. Skit. Josephine.
Oh, I think...
Jason. Follow.
Oh, no.
And
I got
me.
A 10.
Oh, God, I got a 7.
Oh, yes.
Oh.
I got a 1. We're about to find out
what
happened.
Let's find out if you stabilize. Here we go. Con roll.
I don't.
Oh, no. Okay. Near death's door. Does not quite make it out. Who's next? I'm at 7.
6.
6. Oh, man.
Okay.
Okay. All
right, how much willpower
do
you even have left?
I have 18 total, so I can do this one more time.
Okay.
Get him.
Another 6 points. Boom, 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 boom. 3 fireballs, one at each of them.
Take
them
out.
Okay, just make it again. First guy gets 6 hit points of damage. Second one gets 10.
Yes.
And the third gets 10.
Kill them. They're out.
I thought I was going to have to massage this into to fit in time. That is literally... One guy was really close. The other two you obliterated into pieces with the 10 points each. But it's just they're screaming and fire and horror as they all fall to the ground. Holy crap, is magic cool in this. But now you're done.
Now I'm done
for
That's
the
it
day.
For me. Yeah,
there's
I'm
a lot
totally
of cool
done.
Mechanics where you can take a round and just get back 1d6 willpower.
Oh,
like mentally, but you can only do it once a day.
It's cool then too. Like this, if I fail to get the spell off, if I roll a demon on it, there's a great sort of spell fumble roll where you can have mess up things happen to you. There's a lot of cool stuff in this game.
It's really really cool, really fun. Okay, so with that, let us cut to the to, I forget her name right now, but the orc chieftain.
Yes, our queen.
Who,
yes.
Yeah, the orc chieftain who asked
Linda.
You to help
I think
him
it was
escape.
Linda.
Yeah. Now that the boulder is passed, you see she starts motioning to the other corpses that are on the ground, and these spirits just start to rise of these orcs. You still don't really know what happened here, what oath was broken in such a place where oaths seem to not be able to be broken, but they make their way out with no more ceremony. They don't speak to you again. They just take this opportunity, though I think she will say, "Thank you for freeing us, Sir Quackenspire." She's just mimicking your voice. And they all fly out from the cellar. And before we end, let's just kick it to each of you once. Oh, no, let's see if you die.
I just rolled some more checks. And as these spirits float out, you see the spirit.
No!
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 Of Madrigal. Oh, also no. Rise from her body.
No, but don't dogs have 9 lives?
And follow.
It's cats.
Oh, right.
Looking back, like someone stop this! But there she.
I'm out.
She goes.
No,
I'm all out.
My spirit. Best friend.
Ow.
Is heard echoing through the chamber as the spirit.
Take
out
the plague, motherfucker!
Oh, sorry.
That was the wrong one.
He's
that was the wrong
like
one.
Death?
He's in the wrong one.
That was
one.
The wrong one. That was yeah. Sorry.
Anyway, nice moment, Skid. There we go. Sorry, Madrigal. We're sorry to see you go. Do any of the three of you swear any oaths at this fountain before you leave? You already have done one and have succeeded in that oath. Does anyone want to swear an oath before they leave this place?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to take Hovard the Skeptic takes an oath of revenge on the world for robbing him of a friend he could never admit that he loved so dear.
Oh. Yeah, I take a knee and I drink.
You
the
say
drink
the oath,
the
and
water.
Then you drink from the pool.
I vow to never forget my very bestest friend, Madrigal, and to always hear your song in my heart each day that passes.
That sounds like a cat.
That cat would be more like meow, 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 meow.
All right, cat next time.
I'll always remember how
cat bard next time.
You almost came into your howl.
All right, what about Quackenspire?
I hold aloft this spear. Yes.
We have to end on this.
And I say, O mighty Orc Queen, Clan Tokrok has been avenged, but it has come at a heavy price. But that is the way in the world of Dragonbane.
Oh, my hey. Goodness, he
oh
did
my
it.
Wow.
He did it.
Oh, all right.
Thank you so much to Jason Charles Miller.
Enjoy
Paula
your book,
Deming.
Sir.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, earned.
Yeah,
fully
exactly.
Earned.
Thank you to Josephine McAdam. Thank you so much, Josephine. And to Skid Marr, my amazing players for this run of Dragonbane, which obviously, was won by Jason Jones.
Yes.
Well done, buddy. Well done. That is, enjoy that. It's going to be really, really fun. I will collect all the initiative cards now. Thank you again to Free League for sponsoring the booth. We love Free League. We love mm-hmm. their games. We play a ton of them on our network. Check us out for more Free League stuff all over our Twitch channel and YouTube and our podcast. Coming up next is the Twitch takeover of Sydney and Kate. No one knows what's going to happen. They're standing outside the booth right now. Look at them. They're laughing.
Like
they're
signing
smiling.
Books.
They're
look
signing
at
autographs.
Autographs out
wow.
there. They haven't even done the show yet.
Rock
they
stars.
They haven't even done this. They can't even get to the booth because the throngs of people that are stopping them. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. They should be up and running here in about 10 or 15 minutes, so we'll see you soon. It's going to be a great day ahead. Lots more stuff coming, including Modern Cthulhu and Everyday Heroes Escape from New York. We're going to be streaming all day long. Take it easy, everybody. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Thanks for listening to the Glass Cannon Network. For more podcasts and live streams, visit glasscannonnetwork.com. And for exclusive shows and content you can't find anywhere else, subscribe today at patreon.com/glasscannon.